Baruch HaShlishis, we've been talking about the union of Das Torah, of how a person connects to Torah and brings it into their lives. Mamish, after we spoke about Das Atzmoy, so we've been grappling the last few weeks with Ali Shur discusses with Harchava Gadol over here about how we break the deadlock of Yireka and Imachzik. So how can a person get Chochmah if you can't get Chochmah unless you have Chochmah? How do you break the Kli Reik paradox? And we said that, but from Kloli, the Inyan is the Inyan of Mitzvahs. Kachenu Mitzvah Yisachah, V'Seichu Kenu Mitzvah Yisachah, the Mitzvahs inject, introduce Ruchanis into our lives. And through the Mitzvahs, our Guf becomes a Kli, becomes a Ner, to be able to hold on to the Or of Torah. So kama v'kama more ifanim. We said the visa. We learned over here, page Rezayin, a new understanding of how to do a mitzvah. The Rambam describes in Pirkei Hatzlacha that the way a person does a mitzvah is with the total involvement of all the parts of his guf. What's the inyan? The inyan is that without the purpose of the mitzvah is to bring Kedusha into the guf, that it should be a kli for Torah. So the amount of Kedusha that a mitzvah brings into the guf is the amount that is involved. That's what the Rambam describes as a geshmaka type of way of doing a mitzvah. Hands, feet, ears, mouth, tongues, all the getting involved in the mitzvah. And we said more than that. We said that that's the yisoid of kavana in a mitzvah, machshav in a mitzvah. Because the ikar yisoid of a person is his das. So when we do mitzvahs without das, we do mitzvahs without kavana. So that means that a major chunk of the mitzvah we're not involved with. So we can't get the kachen of mitzvah yisachah. We're not zeicha to bring the kedusha that the mitzvah brings into us when we, what Rabbi Yochum calls the adam sheba adam, the mensch of the mensch, which is the person's das, which is the person's kavana. That's a summary of what we've spoken about since the beginning of his man in Das Torah. Mitzvahs, Torah, Kedusha, how to do a mitzvah. But there's another factor here, we'll stop Perek Shlishi over here, Reish Tes. It's Punk Negeah to Kabbalah Zatera, so it worked that well. He repeats again, he says something very, very important. Kol mitzvahs, Amad Amad Reish Tes. Kol mitzvah, every time a person does a mitzvah, his alusi, it's uplifting. This is a Muridic description of a mitzvah. We don't look at mitzvahs like that. We look at mitzvahs as things we need to do, maybe as a chore or an avodah. Mitzvahs is a knisa l'tech oilam shakadusha. Here, what's a mitzvah? A person does a mitzvah. The person is entering into a world of kedusha. It's going into a world of veikos and hakadosh baruch hu. Kachenu mitzvah yisachah. It's going into a world of kedusha. That's what a mitzvah is. Really, he says, about mitzvahs going into a world of kedusha. Therefore, v'leirak ha-seichel tzarech l'salis. Not just the seichel has to get this uplifting. Al ha-adam kula, the ganze mensch. Al kol koichis nafshu v'gufoi. B'gishtenu l'kar v'al atzmenu Torah mitzvah sh'lei tisha'arna k'dvarm b'vachutz. This is the topic. If we want Torah mitzvahs that they shouldn't stay on the outside, yad lashen? If we want the Torah mitzvah shalei tisha'arna k'dvarm b'vachutz, alei no l'kar v'dafka, it's like gufa k'chosef, so we have to get the guf involved. Ki yuhepech ha'atmi shal ruchnis k'dusha. It means you want to bring ruchnis into your life. But your guf is anti-ruchnis. Your guf by nature is not spiritual. So you need to get your guf to participate. I mean, what the Rambam described of how to do a mitzvah, because the Rambam understood that the role of the mitzvah is to bring, introduce kedusha into your life. So now the question is, a step before that, Ali Shur is going back. There's a whole train of thought here. This Torah, that's Torah. But for that Torah, you have to break the Kli Reik thing. In order to break the Kli Reik thing, you have to do mitzvahs. In order to do mitzvahs that are going to introduce kedusha to your guf, you have to do a mitzvah that the Rambam says with the involvement of the guf. Well, that's true, but how do you get the guf involved? If you're not going to get the guf involved, then lashira meruchach mena Torah, the guf is going to stay devoid of Torah. Ilazais, therefore, hachona l'Torah l'mitzvahs and enarakis rakis al ma'aseh shana hoichem la'aseh. It's not enough to go concentrate on what you're going to do. Elagam pius haguf. You have to make up with your guf. You have to get to a peace treaty with your body. And he says, what does goof mean? He says, in parentheses, it means your emotions, midas, everything. Now he brings as a raya to this. He brings a raya, which, if I wouldn't tell you that it's Drushus Haran, you would say it either written by some modern Orthodox psychologist, at best, maybe conservadox. He brings a Ran. The Ran says it's Zachmit not to be believed. I'll tell you the Ran by heart, and then we'll discuss it in Merchava. And then we'll see why it's connected to Matan Torah. The Ran says, he has a Kasha. Kasha which always bothered me until I saw this Drushus Haran and Ali Shor. Yitzhak Avinu wants to give the Bracha to Esav. Major event in the history of the world. It's giving over the brachas of Avraham. It's like giving it over. This is it. It's a Gavino, the Klai. It's going to be Klai Yisrael afterwards. So what does he do? He tells Esav, bring me mat'amim. You know Esav? Talking about a major spiritual event. And I think it's called in America, you call it epic. I'm still not sure what it means. I didn't know what it means last time either, but I'm making a heckish from other words that they use it. Word, events that are not so epic, this is epic. Not every cheesecake is epic. Everyone agrees, no? So that's it. Bozeh velimed al zeh. I'm not sure which way the heckish goes. So we have this major event here. A major event, yeah? And he says, bring me food. The Ran in the Drosh, the Ran, Drosh Hashem, yes. But where does food come in? It's like perhaps American Maisa. You have to have food always. It's very insulting. Sometimes people invite me to speak somewhere and they say, but there has to be like a buffet. Otherwise, the people are not going to come. It's very insulting. At my age, you expect the guy will come without food. They say, no, without food, the Ayah's not coming. You don't have to be insulted because they're not coming to anybody. But the emphasis is before Shapasik. Yitzhak Avinu said, they have to bring matam, not just food, by the way. Asher Ohev, that he likes, on Yitzhak Avinu's Darga. What's going on over here? What's this food business over here? So, Ran, he says, a shocking idea. Avamach Shavua Bohu, shouts like this. He brings an example that Ruach HaKodesh and Dargas and Ruchanias, Leitusak Imbachnia Tivim Kulam, Kadesh Yisachet HaNefesh, in order for the Neshama to focus and do its Avodas Hashem, it has to be that it doesn't have the goof disturbing you. I'm quoting Iran, in Tivav, when you're busy fighting your body, you can't focus on what you need to do. Teva hametzik, teva hametzik, teva is your nature, your body. Hametzik is a nudge. Metzik, I'm nudging, your body is nudging. And call mind, your body is nudging, so you can't do your proper Avodas Hashem. Therefore, he says that before Yitzhak Avinu gave the bracha, he had to be focused. He brings in the next line, Limud Torah derish yisraksus asumah. To learn Torah takes tremendous focus, concentration. Tzarech she adam eino v'libay v'ozna mechuvan lo divrei Torah. Zeh derish mechamim maguf. It requires getting your guf to participate. Zokter Ran, you can't fight with your body the whole time. So give the guf what it means. Pius haguf. Make up with the guf. Work out a deal. Give it to matamim. Yitzhak Avinu knew that in order to go do this epic event of giving over the brachas, he had to be 100% focused. We're talking about major history. He's giving over the brachas to Yitzhak Avinu, Avraham Avinu. This is the creation of Klai Yisrael, the future of the world. He needs to be focused. And on his darga, we're talking Yitzhak Avinu, we're not talking about us, how we get disfocused and distracted from every stupidity. On his darga, says the Ran, he needed matamim. Very nice. I want to give you a few examples. They say that the Goyin, the Heilig Goyin, I'll give you five examples. They say that the Goyin, not they say, the Goyin only ate a few dry crusts of bread dipped in water twice a day. Very little gashmias. And his mother came to visit him once, and she said, I'm worried you're not going to. Malnutrition. The mother of the Goyin came to him and said, what's going to be? It's not a mahalach. Now, the Goyin had two options. He could have said, Mama, I'm the Vilna Goyin. And Gashmi is his dreif. Instead, what he did was, he took an iron bar and bent it in half. And he showed her that I'm doing fine. That means what are you going to? Going to this mother, of course, I have the exact amount of gashmius that I need. Sleep 2 hours a day, split up into an hour and a half or 2 hours, not exactly so much, I forgot. And he didn't give his mother a speech about gashmius. He says, "Mom, my gashmius, heilige mother of the Vilna Gaon." She tells her father. Yeah, heilige mother of the Vilna Gaon. My great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother. 10 Torahs. Yeah, that's my mother. So my father's side from the Rebbe Reb Zusha. We have a confusion here going. But the heilige mother of the Gaon, he didn't tell her mama, he didn't give her a speech, a schmooze about Kashmir as his treif, no tere. You don't know that? He didn't say that. He took the iron thing and bent it in half. Because he was showing, I'm okay. That's the ma'aseh with the Gaon. That's ma'aseh number one. Ma'aseh number two is Chaim Shmulevitz, was Bavost, who was more of the Kula Talmud, who never stopped learning, never, at any moment. Chaim Shmulevitz said that if he doesn't have Fleishik Solonch, he can't learn second Seder. Now, does that mean he was about Taiva? The Gaon didn't have Fleishik Solonch, the Gaon didn't have lunch Bechal, according to his schedule. He didn't have lunch. He had a little dried bread in the morning, a little dried crust, not the bread inside, the crusts, dipped in water. That's what he ate, and he bent there. So Chaim Shmulevitz wasn't touched with his goof. And he knew that in order for his goof to participate in the sugya, he had to have a proper meal. Was he shakui in gashmius? No. He was in touch with his goof that in order to get involved. The stipler, if you read Orchus Rabbeinu, I can't tell you, I read it recently, but I read it when I was your age, 40 years ago. I read it. It's a very interesting sefer. That his gabbai, or his shamish, or his talmud, Pasha put everything he wrote in the sefer. Some of them are funny, and this is one of them. He describes what the stipler had for breakfast every morning. He had bread dipped into herring juice. Okay? And when he didn't have the herring juice, he didn't eat. Because he had to have the herring juice to dip the bread. I'm asking, what type of kashrut? Why is it so much kushan to the stipler? Herring juice he needs. Eat the bread, finished. Mabaya. He understood that that's what he needs. The maisa. My mother, Lashon, had a first cousin who was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. It's brought down in one of the books of the Chofetz Chaim, a reliable one, that when he was a bocher in Raden, he slept under the Chofetz Chaim's bed. And the Chofetz Chaim was then in his 80s. It was a cold winter day in Raden, probably cold in the summer there also. And he heard the Chofetz Chaim talking to himself. So, Meir, it's time to get up. So the Chofetz Chaim says, he was talking to the sun, the Yitzhara. So he said, the Yitzhara, Nar Vazak, so that's cold. And I'm an old man. You don't have to get up so early in the morning. You're already 80 years old. You've been to Mishra Berurah, Chofetz Chaim, you're famous. So it says he said back to the Eitz Hara. He told the Eitz Hara, you're also an old man, and you're also up so early, and you also have a lot of accomplishments, Baruch Hashem. Not to Mishra Berurah, you have other accomplishments. A whole Masaman, he was under, he was there, he was in his room. He heard the Masaman. It's a true story. I knew the person very well, the person who said the story. So when I saw the story when I was a Bacher, I was nishtaimim because I understand. When we get up in the morning, we have this kind of conversation with the Yetzer Hara. Get up, don't get up. You wrote to Mishra Berurah, you didn't write to Mishra Berurah. You did it. You get up, you bump. Everybody knows your alarm clock rings. You pop out of bed and you mark. It was busy. The Chofetz Chaim was so thing. He needed to talk to the Yetzer Hara and have a dialogue with him. A couple of people who slept with the Chofetz Chaim that he heard this dialogue that he had in the morning. I'll tell you what the word is. Poshut. It's this Yisrael of the Alei Shor. The story of Ali Shur was that you have to come to Avodas Hashem with your whole body. Otherwise, you're not there. So we take a get out of bed with our alarm clocks without the dialogue with the Yetzer Hara. But most of us, most of who we are stays in bed. That means when you, if you take an average morning, 7:30, 8 o'clock, you're looking at the Eilam marching to the Shtiblach, right? So you're looking at a death march. You're looking at the people who are 1% alive. The other 99% is in bed. They didn't get out of bed. So how much of themselves do they come to shul with? So to the shtiblach, not shul. Yeah, different mitzvahs and pair. So how much of them come? 5%, 10%, 11%, 12%. Some people, I once saw a guy, 25% he came with, 25% of himself to shul. They drag themselves, walking back and forth. Chofetz Chaim said, I'm not going to daven. I'm not going to doubt the 25% of myself, leave the other 75% in bed. He was in touch with his body. He said, his body, I don't want to get up. Now, we're not in touch with ourselves at all, so we just leave our bodies in bed and we go to shul. It's not a problem.
We're able to daven while we're sleeping, by the way. It's not a problem, b'chol. And we're able to daven while we're in bed, and we even able to go to for a seder while you're. I met a guy like that. Hundreds, thousands. The Chofetz Chaim said, I'm not going to daven if I don't get myself out of bed. He had to negotiate with his body. It's what the Ali Shur calls pios haguf. The ability to negotiate with your body, to talk to the body, to speak to the body. I want to show you Rashi M'sachim. Morgan's had machlekes over here, famous Gemara, Salachas and Beis. With the Yom Tov, you have to have Oichel V'Sheisa, or should you learn? The Gemara says, Hakol Moedim, that Tzeres B'ino Lachem. Everybody says that on the Yom Tov, you need Lachem. Yom Shenit L'Boi Torah, so what? In fact, everybody, in fact, all the Mepharshim, and all the Svarim, all the Katmoinim and Achreinim, Shavuos is a day Shenit L'Boi Torah. It's a day to eat. Hakol Moedim, Batzeres Debeina Nami Lachem, by time of Yom Shenitna Batoiru. In fact, everybody, it's Yom Shenitna Batoiru, it's the day of having a tainus, so it's same. Not the day to eat. So, Rashi, Debeina Nami Lachem, She Yismach Boy B'Maychu B'Mishta, they should have a simcha. Laharis, Shenoyach Umakubo Yom Zel Yisrael, you have to show that you have a simcha. To show that you're happy. Figure Hakasha, She Yismach Boy, be happy. So more to come. Actually, not so well known. So why is there an inyan of lachem on Shavuos? On other Yom Tov, there's no inyan of lachem. Lefidis man yoma. But Yom Shenitna b'Torah, you have to be happy. She yismach boy b'machu mishta to show that you're happy with it. Figure hakasha yismach boy. Something more gishmak than a gishmak or ktsais. They should have five ktsais that Klai Yisrael learns on Shavuos instead of 16 types of cheesecake. 16 ktsaisen. Take the 60s most geschmack ktsaisen that exist. And if you want to cheat with the guy at the bottom, also to more raid, and that'll be yismach boy. That'll be a simcha. You can think of a better simcha shavuos than what it called. The answer is, but your body's not involved. Your body's not involved. Meichel b'mishti. Out of all the yomtovim, punktan ma'antori, you have to eat. That you should have a simcha. Because if you're not going to eat, you'll take have a simcha. But your body's not going to be so a simcha there, because there's very few people that have a simcha from a ktais. Azad level of simcha. Is the pshat is voshteta, that the shleimus ha'adam is when his entire guf's involved. That's the shleimus ha'adam. And dafka on Torah, that means, it's bozeh v'limit alzeh. On one hand, the pshat is that you can't have a simcha without that. But I would say that the real emphasis is that ayidei Torah, a person can have the total simcha. That means the total shlemus of the simcha is on dafka. It means moshteta, that the matara of the Torah was that I should penetrate to the entire process. Why is there an inyan that I should show simcha on matan Torah dafka in my guf? Because the inyan of Torah is that I should penetrate to the guf taka, and it should kriach around to all the parts of it. And in order for the Torah to kriach around to all the parts of the guf, you have to deal with the guf also. And that's what some of the Eimrika, what the Maharal speaks about many places, that only time we're makar of a korban, that's chometz, is the shtei lechem on Shavuos. So a lot of the Svarim say, because chometz is the Yetzirah and Torah is the tablet, so it's bitul Yetzirah on Shavuos. But another Svarim state that chometz, which represents the Yetzirah, represents the guf. That's where the Yetzirah sits. The Yetzirah sits in the Shammai, sits in the guf. That's his dwelling place. And what we're showing is that on the shleimus of a Torahdik life, how it's supposed to look, is that the Torah is supposed to take over everything. So it's a very interesting, it's a two-way street. In order to be zeichet the Torah, you have to bring the guf to Torah. You have to take care of the guf, like the Ran says. And the shleimus of the hashpah of Torah is that the Torah kriecht around to your guf, and you became a zamatzev of hakol b'ino lachem. That's the richtige tzura of the shleimus of Adam. So when we're trying to, quote-unquote, to use the lashon of Rashi, to celebrate the simcha of Torah, the articulation of the simcha of Torah is that I was able to bring my guf along for the ride. I was able to bring my guf along for the ride. I was able to bring it along. That's the shleimus ha'adam. Versteht man doch? If that's true, so that's a different look at the lochem of Shavuos. There has to be a zah gashmius on Shavuos that's a way of expressing that you're happy about Torah. V'day lechakima shalei v'remiza. The inyan of the lochem on Shavuos is to express that you're simcha on Torah. So it has to be a za type of lochem that on one hand brings the guf along for the ride, but it's along for the ride of Torah. And that's the Shlemus of Adam. That's the Shlemus of Adam. That's the Shlemus of the Bria. One second. I forgot. Next week I have a family simcha. I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael for those. I have a family simcha out of Yerushalayim, so there will not be Alei Shor next week. We'll meet again in 2 weeks. B'shal Tov, Matzlachis.